morning from Hillsdale, Michigan, on the campus of Hillsdale College. I'm Scott Bertram, in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, April 19th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Three. Some pretty big news from the U.S. Senate yesterday, not on a topic you might expect. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who, by the way, was just here at Hillsdale, says he's prepared to introduce legislation to raise the age to purchase tobacco and e-cigarettes to 21. Follows a number of communities and states doing the same. Illinois, the most recent. Will it soon be policy nationwide? Two. What do Democrats think of socialists like AOC and Bernie Sanders leading the party? Well, one freshman congressman's a little wary of what it might mean for his reelection campaign and questioning whether AOC knows what she's talking about. Well, a Democrat can make a good point from time to time, I suppose. And number one, the Mueller report's out. The Mueller report's out. We are still standing. The world has not collapsed. There was no obstruction and no collusion. Will that, though, prevent Democrats from going down the impeachment trail? Answer that question here in just a little bit. Welcome to it. This is hour two of the Steve Gruber Show. Talk with Dr. Lauren Wright from Princeton University in just a bit, where she's a lecturer in politics and public affairs, about what she saw from the Barr press conference and the Mueller report yesterday. Liz Harrington from the RNC, where she's a national spokeswoman. We'll discuss with her after the bottom of the hour and much more to come. I am here at Hillsdale College, as I mentioned, where I serve as the general manager for the student radio station here on Hillsdale's campus, also lecture in journalism. You can find my work at National Review, the Political Beats podcast, and new one put on by the college that I host called The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, on many of these fine radio stations and also in podcast form, out on Fridays. Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, search for The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. We try to bring you as close to being on campus as possible without physically being here. What's going on, what we're talking about, what we're teaching, what we're discussing. Also some outside guests as well. Christopher Scalia on this week to talk about his new book on faith, about his father's religious views and opinions. Of course, his father, the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. All that is on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour this week, where I am your fine host. I'm your fine host here on the Steve Gruber Show, too. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram. That's S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Okay, if you missed part of the William Barr press conference yesterday, the Attorney General, I've my mouth is not working very well. I've taken out two key clips. We'll play them here, one after the other. Cut one here. This is William Barr, the Attorney General, yesterday in his press conference. Cut one.
As you know, one of the primary purposes of the special counsel's investigation was to determine whether President Trump's campaign or any individual associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russian government to interfere in the 2016 election. Volume 1 of the special counsel's report describes the results of that investigation. As you will see, the special counsel's report states that his, quote, investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. I am sure that all Americans share my concern about the efforts of the Russian government to interfere in our presidential election. As the special counsel report makes clear, the Russian government sought to interfere in our election process. But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign, or the knowing assistance of any other American, for that matter. That is something that all Americans can and should be grateful to have confirmed.
That's a pretty big deal right there, right? Did not conspire or coordinate with Russia. Russia did seek to influence the election. Chuck Todd yesterday said that Russians hacked the election. Of course, this is terrible phrasing. They did not hack the election. That implies something that did not happen. You know, there's a polling out that says this. I don't have the number in front of me. There's a large percentage, not I don't think 50%, but a large percentage of Democrats who literally believe that that Russians cracked open, you know, polling places and changed vote totals and literally hacked the election and changed vote totals and changed the outcome. There's no evidence. There's zero evidence that happened. There's evidence they tried to influence, you know, behavior and try to influence people who were heading to the voting booth, perhaps, right? But not hacking. So be careful with that language. So, yes, they sought to interfere. But there was no cooperation by Trump, by anyone in his administration, and by no other American. This is good news. Well, the bad news is Russia's trying to influence our elections. That's not great news. The good news is that no one cooperated. No one conspired. No one helped them. Not even no one in the Trump administration and no one else. That's good stuff. We should be happy about that, yet at the same time vigilant about trying to figure out what Russia's doing here and put a stop to it. Cut two. This is AG William Barr yesterday at his press conference.
After reviewing these contacts, the special counsel did not find any conspiracy to violate U.S. law involving Russian-linked persons and any persons associated with the Trump campaign. So that's the bottom line. After nearly 2 years of investigation, thousands of subpoenas, hundreds of warrants and witness interviews, the special counsel confirmed that the Russian government sponsored efforts to illegally interfere with the 2016 presidential election, but did not find that the Trump campaign or other Americans colluded in those efforts. After finding no underlying collusion with Russia, the special counsel's report goes on to consider whether certain actions of the president could amount to obstruction of the special counsel's investigation. As I addressed in my March 24th letter, the special counsel did not make a traditional prosecutorial judgment regarding this allegation. Instead, the report recounts 10 episodes involving the president and discusses potential legal theories for connecting those activities to the elements of an obstruction offense. After carefully reviewing the facts and legal theories outlined in the report and in consultation with the Office of Legal Counsel and other department lawyers, the Deputy Attorney General and I concluded that the evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense.
Bill Barr yesterday got about a minute here before the break. Byron York, a piece at the Examiner. At its heart, the Trump-Russia probe was about one question. Did the Trump campaign conspire, coordinate, or collude with Russia to influence the 2016 election? Mueller has concluded, as Barr explained, that did not happen. Everything else of this affair flowed from that one question. Everything else came from the original question about whether Trump and his campaign conspired, coordinated, or colluded with Russia to influence the 2016 election. York also lays out all 10 of those items that Barr referenced. Let me rephrase. There are seven times yesterday that Barr said it didn't happen. And we'll run them down later. Talk with Dr. Lauren Wright next. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment this local guy came up to me and said, "They call the guard out for this stuff?"
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.